Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Hi, Patty. Hi, Kevin.
Donna.
I copy and pasted that link that you said used for Sunday programs, but I notice it's still showing up as allowing me to admit people.
So as what?
I can admit people. It says two people are entering and all that.
Yeah. You're still logged in. You're still logged into the account.
From before, you mean?
You wouldn't be showing up this way if you weren't logged in. So.
You want me to log out and do it again then?
No, we'll just okay. Cool. Change your name though.
Oh yeah.
Good morning, Rainey.
Good morning, Goma.
Hi, Hamant.
Morning, Rainey.
Hello, Michael. Good to see you again.
See you.
Good morning, Alejandra.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm going to test a new pair of earplugs.
Okay.
Let me see if you can hear me.
Can you talk about what Red Nation's demands are?
All right, yeah. So
somebody's got their, yeah. Hang on, let me mute some people.
The first being education, so this is referring.
Hello, if you are not Alejandra or me, can you please mute yourselves?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, so we're good.
Okay. I will start your interpretation then. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Elise. Hi, Gio. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Good morning.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Venerable Chu Ying. Good to see you.
Good morning, Donna. Good to see you, too.
Good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Anthony. Hi, Susie. Hi, Arlene. Hi, Julie. I see Laura's got a young friend with her. Good morning. And Jesse Gellick is here.
Please have a seat. Good morning, Venerable Lamo.
Good morning.
Good morning, Venerable Ching.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Good morning. Good morning, Namaste. Good morning, Pati. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Julius. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Chetan Alexander. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Marcelo Fernanda, Patagonia. Good morning, Laura. Hi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Lee. Michael, good morning. Renly, good morning. Lara, good morning. David, good morning. Alina,
good morning.
Lynn, good morning. Carolina, good morning. Presidente Alexandra.
Presidente.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Geshe.
Good morning to your doctor. good morning, anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Good morning, Patricia. Patricia, no, good morning, good evening. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Samula will lead a prayer.
I'm going to start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata Mune Mune Mauna Yesoha Heyata the medicine Buddha, stanza and mantra. Go on with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, Maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse in praise and mantra for Buddha Chen Yuzing. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, this head a perfect Buddha crowns in light. Gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chen Yuzing, O Sane One, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse in praise and mantra for Green Tara.
Maybe can you please recite the mantra three times for then all my friend. If it's possible, so then please visualize the space before you visualize either His Holiness the Dalai Lama or like forearm carrying whatever is like suitable for your mind. Visualize that. If you're visualizing the forearm cherishes, then visualize a form of light. Distance is like around 5 or 6 feet from your body. The height is like the level of your third eye. So then Lamala will recite the mantra 3 times. So then please visualize that light emitted from the either His Holiness body or the Cherish's body, light emitted. Probably white light, you know, white light emitted from Cherise. Usually when you're visualizing, purifying something, so that typically, generally speaking, the light should be white. But you can also visualize white light from the crown, red light from the throat chakra, blue light from the heart chakra, yellow light from the navel chakra. So then green light from the secret chakra, you can visualize that. So then dissolve into your body, so then all the problems that related to the pride or arrogance completely purify. Okay?
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme
Hum. So there you are, body like completely free from pride or arrogance, so then you become very generous persons, okay? Now, second time, suppose visualize that light emitted from Jesus' body, so then dissolve into your body, completely purify all the problems that causes by jealousy.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme
Hum. Become like how you say like now you yourself become very yourself free from the jealousies and all the problems caused by jealousy has been completely purified. You yourself become free, completely free from jealousy, and not just that, and become very ethical, you know, very ethical persons. Mm-hmm. So then the third recitation, so... all the problems are caused by, you know, caused by doubt. I mean, like negative doubt, not having a faith in yourself, not having a faith in very practice that you do in daily basis. All the problems are caused by doubt, doubt that not believing in yourself that you can eliminate all the aspirations, so then has the ability to become enlightened, and best case scenario, even in this life, all of that doubt completely purified, so then your life becomes free from doubt. So then you become a very patient person, okay? Next chant, so visualize all the problems that are caused by not knowing that. Not knowing the fact or ignorance, caused by ignorance, all the mistake, together with all the stress by mistake, all of them completely purified. So then your life becomes free from the negative doubt and gain full confidence in yourself. To visualize that you do every positive things with full of joy, not just do them, do that, you know, full of joy. Okay? So the next round of chanting is all the problems that are caused by, you know, attachment, clinging so tightly on something, causes all the stress and fear, anxiety, causes by that, you know, like clinging on something, completely purify, then your life becomes, you know, completely free from that, you know, clinging mindset, clinging so tightly on your life. Become free from that. So then you yourself become very, you know, mindful, and your level of concentration increase tremendously. You know? Now the last round of chanting, all the problems that related to the hatred or anger, all the pain, stress, anxiety, fear caused by anger completely purified. Your life becomes free from anger. So then you are like the wisdoms, you know, wisdoms increase tremendously, your wisdom increase tremendously. Become very wise. Very wise, okay.
Mani Padme Hum.
then continue.
Siya Green Tara Birth of Creation Mantra. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the refuge in Bodhicitta prayer led by Geshe-la.
So while I chant refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, so you should, you know, like develop positive intentions for the class, okay? Positive intentions. The best form of positive intention is, of course, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, okay. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanjo bandan la le jango je dabye chushi je da sonam je lo la pe je sanje lo bash. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanjo bandan la le jango je dabye chushi je da sonam je lo la pe je sanje. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanjo bandan la le jango je dabye chushi je da sonam je lo la pe je sanje lo bash. Elise requests me to talk a little bit about environment. On academic level, I don't have any knowledge about environment. I was not qualified to give a talk on the environment. Same like in my hometown or Tibet, you know, in like there's not much book is written in academic level, written about environment. So that does not mean like people like not think about environment as a monk. So when you take a vows, you know, you are not allowed to certain types of your vows that you are not allowed to dig the ground for not very good reasons, and you are not allowed to trash outside, you know, for, so those things have been mentioned. So, of course, the environment is very important, that all of us know. Of course, Tibet is, Tibetan culture and traditions is very deeply rooted in Buddhism from hundreds of years. So then there are, you know, large number of like monks and nuns in Tibet. People look up to them, respect them wholeheartedly, whatever advice they give, so they take into their heart as much as possible. Therefore, all the trees and the lakes, mountains are protected, completely protected. Based on Buddha's teachings and based on certain beliefs that, you know, is associated with our way of life. We consider mountains are, it's like we don't see them as a like source of wealth. We see them as like something precious, you know, water, lakes is something very precious. We don't think, we don't look at them as like possessions or wealth. So therefore, before 1959, you know, all the trees been completely protected. There nobody dig the mountains. You know, nobody like there's no, even though inside the Tibet there are business people, you know, who make money, you know, like delivering goods here and there, selling goods, but we don't have mining business, we don't have logging business, there's no logging business, there's no mining business. You don't see that like tons of boat or the lake, even though we do have lakes, many lakes, big lakes, you don't see even just one single boat. If you see the boat, probably there's no engine, it's just like manual boat, you know, there's no boat that's powered by engines, there's no, that's none of them exist there. I'm not sure, there's only two cars that belong to Hisor Dalai Lama. That's it. There's no other car. There's only two vehicles inside Tibet. The power belongs to Hisor Dalai Lama. There's no other vehicles. So people live, they live their life, their lifestyle is very environment friendly. They live their life, you know, like they don't talk about environment, but they live their life. Majority of the Tibetan people are either nomad or farmers. So they clearly shows like, you know, so even the cutting of trees, even cutting one tree, that take it very seriously. So you do all kind of rituals before you cut. Not necessarily, oh, this cutting tree will probably reduce the amount of rain, because they are worried, because maybe there are some spirits may living with their trees. So therefore, they don't want to disturb spirit. So therefore, they do rituals, performance, requesting the permissions to, you know, to move them somewhere else, to cut the trees. Maybe not to make a money, because in those certain cases they are like, when you build a like temple, you do need some wood. So that's all I can say. How the rest, Elisa. So that's, you know, a long time ago, maybe 30 years ago, some news came to my house asking me about the same question, like, do Buddhists teach about environment? And I told the same thing, you know, we don't talk about environment, but we live our life according to environment. So then, you know, so change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. Change, whether the environment, the season, the people, our mind, our interests, you know, everything changes. Everything's changing. It will change. You know, it will change. So that also need to keep in mind. So my point is like that, your mind cannot be like so much disturbed by, so like, you know, sometimes there are like, yeah, of course, like when you see the large number of trees being cut, it's kind of like, you know, like you're not really happy to see that all these trees being cut. When you think how long it takes for one tree to grow in full capacity, it takes like some of the trees take like 20 years to grow. And heartbreaking, but you know, like if your whole day is like upset by that kind of like, maybe that's not the very skillful way of showing, I think it's not very good if your life has been very much disturbed by that event. So we need to think like in practical level what we can do as an individual person, what we can do on day-to-day life. We can make sure that we can be mindful that everything that, you know, here in the West, you have a very good system that you recite on certain things. So, you know, we can be more mindful towards that. So, you know, so whatever needs to be recycled, then you recycle them. Make sure that you don't throw into them. You know, they're here also like two garbage can. One is like green, one is like, here is kind of like yellow, looks like yellow. But, you know, so I myself trying I myself trying all my best to, if somebody accidentally put something there, I just open that, pick it up. I'm not in my home, pick it up. I just put it into the recycle. And that, you know, without educating them, without whoever does that, without educating them, I just voluntarily pick them up. Doesn't cost much energy. I just pick them up, put it into recycle. You know. Then sometimes it gets up to here, so that you know, telling people not to do that, but you know, most of the time it gets here. This goes down, sometimes get here, so then you tell them something where to put. Something like that, you know, so otherwise, if your life has been like rude, like upset all day long, what good comes out of that upset? In practically, not really. Doesn't really change, but you know, you are so upset, then you are, you know, seeing like negative things after negative, you know, like about, you know, people who are blogging, so then like that goes on. There's a negative or a negative. Then, you know, it's not, yeah, whatever you said is true. It's right, but repeating that again, then negative thought one after another, probably not good. Or maybe you can plant more trees. You know, so need to think about the solutions rather than just, you know, you're just upset. So when you look at every house has wood. Every house has a wood. You know, every single household. Even the person that who's very upset, so like, and one of my friends, he's always, you know, talks about environment things. He's very upset most of the time. So then I told him that he disagrees with me, but I cannot lie. So I say, solution is like, kindness is the solution. Kindness is the solution, you know. So like, my friend very much want to talk to the, what do you call, I'm not sure, like the people go to the woods, some people, they feel like they are like talking to them. I cannot say either they are talking to them or not talking to them. I cannot say. Are they communicating with, if they are communicating, if your mind is like in peace or if your mind is kindness, maybe the communication will be much better, you know. We cannot communicate if there's like spirit in the wilderness, any form of spirit. If your mind is very negative, you can't communicate. You cannot communicate. You cannot visualize. You cannot communicate. The best way to communicate, if there's communicating, best way is to have positive mindset. That's the best way to show sympathies. Then he said, like, then he sent me photos of all this large number of trees been cut down, burned. I said, you have point. I'm not saying whatever you say is wrong. What I'm saying here is I'm worried that you are driven into negative mindset one after another every single day. Nothing good comes out of that. So that needs to be think about. If you are not happy, you cannot, even if you want to change some people, you can't change people with negative mindset. Only way you can change people is with a positive mindset. Through kindness, loving kindness, compassion. That's the that's the best way to change other people's mindset and make sure that, you know, like maybe something positive will come out of that. You know, nothing good comes out of negative mindset, either the related to the environment, anything, you know, nothing good comes out of that. So, I don't want to encourage, you know, like, oh, like, you are right, you know, and, you know, like, yeah, then goes gone on, then goes back to Native American, then all kinds of things, you know, so then it's not, whatever you are saying is the truth, it happens, but repeating that, then fueling your negative mindset, it doesn't do any good, practically it doesn't do good, any good. If it does something good for you, or for maybe it will bring all the tree back to life, there's something good to do, but it won't. So you do what you can do in daily basis, and I did not told him that we all have wood in our house. Probably not the right time to say. But practically, we all have wood. Where the wood come from? It come from trees, you know? But I didn't say, it's probably not the right time to say, but it might make it in my mind. You know, change is inevitable. You know, everything will change. You know, universe begin, universe will dissolve. You can't really prevent it. It will dissolve because it will evolve again. It will be, you know, like start all over again. Then eventually it will dissolve. See, everything that grows, eventually it will come down. Doesn't mean it will come down for forever. It will kind of, you know, it will evolve again by itself. I think yeah. So it's where there's not much talk of environment. But here in the West, there's so much been said, but you know, sometimes too much information. You know, like. Then we observe everything, then your mind becomes upset, you know, so then practically there's really little you can do. Peace of your mind is the critical part of success, peace of your mind. So, you know, so make sure that throughout the day, so whatever you see, witness, see, hear, something tragic, you pray, you know, you pray out of compassion, you pray, you know, something good you see, hear, you rejoice, and pray again, continuously flourish that goodness throughout every corner of the world. No matter, like, you remember, in Lama Chöpa, Dona Sangye, Lawa Chichaya, Dona Sangye, Sang, good, Nye, tragic. Whatever you witness, either it's good appearances or it's something negative appearances, you always try to use them to boost your bodhicitta. Dona Sangye Mawa Chicha Chubu Nyimbe Tongye Nyamde Chino Chanchu Sin Nyimbe Lam Yudhi Yide Bashi Gomba Chinche Lo. The result, then you will enjoy Yide Bashi Yide Bashi Yide mental happiness. Bashi means you just enjoy mental happiness. Because you are utilizing their appearance either positive, you rejoice and pray, wish that positive or goodness will flourish every corner of the world. If there's tragic, then you again you pray out of compassion. So then you know, like directly or indirectly, increasing your bodhicitta, so the result, then you will enjoy just mental happiness. So that Benjamin was the one who, fourth Benjamin Lama, one who composed Lama Chöpa, has been mentioned in the Lamrim section of the Guru Puja, in the before, like the few stands up before the six professions. So, Dona Sangye Mawa Chichan Chukwu Nyingyo Tongye Nyamli Chi Chanchu Sinyi, Wishing Bodhicitta and Engaging Bodhicitta. utilize those to increase or boost these two types of bodhicitta. So that's what's been mentioned in Ramachandra, you know? So there's something needs to be put into practice, okay? Otherwise, you know, everything is complicated. So there's no one solutions. That solutions, you know, practice as much as possible. Other hand, need to be aware everything will evolve. Everything will evolve. We can't pretend that we can fix everything. No. You can't fix everything, but we think we can fix everything, but that's the reason. It's much more complicated than we think. Okay, Elise, that's all. I want to say about environment, so that's my knowledge is very limited. As I, next time when people ask, yeah.
Geshe-la, the reason that it's important to think about environment today is that there are people of faith all around the triangle and all around the world praying together today to support our leaders because they're meeting for UN climate change conference in Glasgow, Scotland from October 31st to November 12th. So churches and people, individuals of faith all around the world today are joining all our voices together, something positive we can do to pray for them to make wise and meaningful decisions that will result in positive action around the world. So thank you, Geshe-la. Also, tomorrow, if people who live in the Triangle, we're meeting at 5 o'clock at the Unitarian Church in Wade Avenue in Raleigh to form a human prayer chain for the same purpose, to just pray to give our leaders support and strength to make good decisions at the United Nations Climate Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Yeah, I think the core problem is that putting up the money first above everything else, that's the biggest problem, you know. Putting up money before everything else, even your life. So that's, you know, like, it's all unfortunately driven by greed and power, you know. Yeah, so we all pray. Pray, you know, like, the good things that now people are more aware, more and more they are aware, of environment. That's the good things, and that's, then there are a lot of the, religious leaders that talk about environment, it's also good, but, ultimately need to separate money and importance of environment. Can go together. So need to prioritize money or environment. Long as, you know, money was prioritized. So then, you know, yeah, you probably see a lot of meetings talking but very little actions. So there's been struggling like year after year, you know, the conference that high level of delegate meet, so nothing happens, you know, like, so then it's all, yeah. As I said, I firmly believe that, you know, like, yeah, we pray for every little goodness in the world. Same time that you are fully aware that everything that eventually will change. Okay. Thank you very much, Elise, organizing that. So, yeah, so then we'll all pray, okay? Then last, how much time now we have?
About 15 minutes special.
Oh, yeah. So, last Sunday, so I probably, like, explained this, you know, meditations all the way to analyzing self and hoping that we'll find object of negations, you know, object of negations. like in order to meditate on Shunyata, there's four critical points. First one is identifying object of negations. You understand? Huh? Or maybe like or if maybe you say something better in English. What that means, object of negations. If anybody understand? Here we are talking about Shunyata, you know, like what it means, like it's very important to analyze notion of self. We can't just go with, we cannot just go along with that. We need to analyze what it really means, like I. It's very important to analyze. Why? Because so much has been developed based on their sense of self. It's very important to understand what their self, how you define the self. It's very important in order to eliminate all the problems that based on sense of a notion of self. There's so much problems been piled up on that. So it's very important to analyze the notion of self. Maybe there's so much of them can be eliminated. Once you find out the true nature of self, maybe there's so much fear, anxiety, stress can be eliminated. Once you analyze the notion of self, it's very critical, according to Buddhism, it's very important. This is the core, the practice to liberate yourself from this all this problem for good. In order to do that, you need to understand what is Shunyata, how to meditate on Shunyata, and how it's been meditated on Shunyata, how the meditation has been done on Shunyata, what are those four principal points, why it's so important to identifying the object that needs to be negated. We cannot say that the notion of self is completely right. That's not true. It's not true. So therefore, it's very important to analyze. When each time when you say, I am so something, something, that notion of self needs to be analyzed. So in order to analyze that, your mind needs to be like clear water, clear, still water. How you reach that, then I explain from beginning to end. So now here, same is the mind, shatap, shatap means place, shatap means place. Either you're placing your mind onto Shunyata, compassion, bodhicitta, space vision thought. There are six different types of method how placing your mind on something, how one should place your mind on something. There are like six different methods that's been mentioned. So I just want to explain that to you. It says it's very it makes your practice more meaningful, makes more as productive. Nanjo Chanda Dempa says practice, yoga practice, not different. Yoga is not different than practice. Yoga, the Sanskrit word, means practice. Nanjor, in Tibetan word, the Tibetan word for yoga is called Nanjor. Nanjor means yoga, refers to your practice. Tanda Dhamma means it makes your practice meaningful, means productive. So this sixth method makes your practice, in this case, is the meditations. It's the meditations. Meditations of placing your mind on something. Samjishatam, okay? So I remember that by heart, so now Whenever you're trying to place your mind on something, it suggests it should be like sun without cloud. That's the first one. Make sense? Sun without cloud. That's the first one. Should be bright, you know. Should not be fuzzy, should be bright. Means should not have a lot of thoughts. Probably it's kind of like represent cloud. Should not be a lot of cloud. Or maybe unnecessary effort or unnecessary force. Over applications, unnecessary analyzing, unnecessary investigating, unnecessary concern, all of that, no? Tindar tawe nishi shas. Tindar tawe nishi shas. Sun, which is free from cloud. Place your mind like sun that is free from cloud. First one. Chungcheng kala dinshi sha, tindar tawe nishi sha, chungcheng kala dinshi sha, chungcheng, big bird, chungcheng is big bird, ka, sky, ding is glide, When you meditate, you go like this all the time, probably not necessary. Why you go this all the time? You only need one, two and three, then you glide. When you're gliding, don't do that. That's not good. Let yourself glide, you know. Choose your color, busy shots. Meditate, you know, so then that's also putting extra force, not necessary. You need to recognize your meditation is like gliding, you know. So then you go there, you use all your energy. Maybe you fall down because now there's no more energy left. Instead of gliding, probably you fall down. Chungcheng kala dingshi shas. Chungcheng, big bird. Ka, sky. Ding, glide. Floating. When you're floating, don't do that. Maybe once a while you need few of them, then you glide again. No? Don't do all the time like this. So that's not really good. No? Chungcheng kala dingshi shas. Second method. First one is, place your mind like sun that's free from cloud. Second, place your mind like, you know, bird, big bird gliding in the sky, deep in the sky. That means no flapping. How is it? Flopping? Flapping? Huh?
Flapping.
No flapping. Only few. No, half, like all the time. Not good. Jansu Chimbu Singhsi Sha, Jatso, Ocean. Surface. There's always there's some kind of movement. But deep down, it's very still like that. You're placing your mind on whatever that might be, impermanent, precious human life. And this six methods particularly mentioned in the Mahamudra teachings. In this case, it's like analyzing conventional nature of your mind is not different than the focus placing your mind space between thoughts. So then when they become like clear water, so then you develop a separate set of mind, then analyzing the notion of self. So that meditation here. Jansu Shimbi Singhsi Shas. Like huge oceans, surface, there's always some kind of movement, deep down, still not moving like that. Meditation should be like that. Even the surface level, something happened, but deep down, it's always firm and firm as a mountain, like that, okay? Jansu Shimbi Singhsi Shas. 부중하가빠시샤. Child. Number four. Method number four. Child looking at. In this policy, it's used like temple. Temple, it doesn't have to be temple. It can be museum. It can be amusement park. It can be anything. But temple is used as an example. When you bring a child into the temple, child looks. No stories, no judgment of thought. You see just as it is. No judgmental thought, no stories, just see as they are. No? We look at things with judgmental mind, we have tons of opinions, we judge things. Child don't. So meditation should be like that. Placing simji shatap. These are called six types of method how to place your mind on object. That's what it's called. Six types of method how to place your mind on object. That's what it's called, okay? Pujulavata, it should be like that. Oh, it's not good, it's good, it's not good, or maybe not right, it's right, or maybe doing wrong, maybe not doing right. Not like that. Child looking at object. Should be, the meditation should be, you are placing your mind on space vision thought or analyzing self, should be like that. Method number four. Kala chapur jeshishas. Method number five. Kala. In the space. Not here, the deep sky. Chapur. The bird that flies in the... But you don't see the... What do you call it? J usually means print. Print. Like J is a foot, the handprint called J. When the bird flies through the space, through the sky, you don't see print. Do you see print? You don't see print. Oh, that's a method. The meditation should be like that. Kala chabu jeshin shas. Think about this, kala chapur jeshin shas, kala chapur jeshin shas. I'm not sure what that means. If you are confused, I don't blame you, because I don't know what that means. Kala chapur jeshin shas. So probably there should be some commentary on the kala chapur jeshin shas. This is the method number, what, six? Kalachabu, that's a little bit hard to understand, Kalachabu. Anyway, so there's the method number five, Kalachabu Jinsha. So number six, Rapal Dawa Shindusha, Rapal Dawa Shindusha. See, when you are making a bed, or when like putting something, all these wrinkles, and why is the cloth, they're kind of like, so when you go like this, rapal, there's a piece of fabric, doubled like this. What do you call it? I'm not sure. What do you call it?
Shake it out.
Huh?
Shake it out.
Yeah, so you know what that means. Like that, you know, when you go like this, it's kind of smooth out. You need to do that only one time. When it's smooth out, you don't need to do it again. Need to be rapal, dawa shindusha. Like, yeah, go like the one time, it kind of levels up. So that means you need to do only one time. You can't do again. Then it will mess up. You just do it one time, it kind of level up. So that's the last one. This type of method, how to place your mind on something, will make your meditation more meaningful. That's the last two lines said. These six types of method, how to place your mind on object. In this case, as I mentioned earlier, conventional nature of mind and the ultimate nature of mind, which refers to shunyata. That meditation, when you do that meditation, these six types of methods, if you remember or implement, then your meditations become more meaningful and more productive. And like child watching inside the temple, that method has been highly praised by Lama Marba, Naropa, Telopa, Milarepa. That method has been highly praised by those great Kagyupa masters, highly praised. Oh. Zero concern, zero judgment, zero story, So meditation I already mentioned last Sunday, briefly mentioned, and whenever you get time, so then please do home, it is possible, start with breathing meditation. If your mind is not settled, start with 21 breathing meditation or 9 round breathing meditations. With 9 round breathing meditations, that will clarify dust in the water. It will let all the dust settle into the bottom, then your mind becomes like separate, completely separate. The dust is like refers to all kind of thought. It's all mixed. If you do 9 round breathing meditation, it will separate the dust and the water. So all the dust goes to the bottom, then you see the water very clearly. Same mind, tongue, clear, nick, kind of murky. Also then also mentioned in the Mahabuddha teachings, it will separate murky mind and clear mind, it's kind of separate. So then from there, when your mind becomes like that, then set up positive motivation, the best form of positive motivation, bodhicitta. So then out of that, then you start the meditation, okay? Yeah, time is out, so see you next Sunday. So last two Sundays, I overwent the time, so not sticking with the schedule. So see you next Sunday, okay? So Venerable Hamula will do dedications and prayer for meeting our environment, okay?
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. First Source Holiness, the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Chenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And along with prayer for Sarah J. Kenser Rinpoche Jason Los Andalok. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatare. The one with great precision. He spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Listen Boyd, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subdorous Norway, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, favor of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Then for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy lives, we'll say seven Tara mantras. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lamula. Thank you, all of you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you.
Good morning,
ma. Thank you. Ho Chukriya, Dhaniwad.
Buenas noches.
Gracias. Please say good morning to Jane. Janice, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, Cindy.
Hello.
Oh, Luis, good to see you. Oh.
Good to see you.
Luis symbolized happiness.
For 5 minutes.